Chapter 28. Shinri, 5. Shinri could tell immediately that something was wrong. Not from Lady Yasna's face. It was stone, like always. Nelshenden, however, looked sick with worry. He didn't stand near the wall like the other nobleman soldier attendants, but squatted beside Lady Yasna's table, speaking quietly with her. Shinri hastened her step as she entered the feast hall, pushing through the scents of feasting and the sounds of dueling. Shame burned within her. She had spent too long in Thelena, talking with King Amelin. When she'd hurried to return, she'd been caught in the traffic at the Oath Gate, noblemen of far higher rank than her traveling to Alethkar to view or participate in the duels. Despite protests, she'd been forced to wait for hours before returning. She'd hoped to make it in time for the betrothal announcement, but apparently she'd just missed it. What had happened? Why did Lady Yasna sit at the Queen's table rather than her own? "My lady," Shinri said, hurrying to the stool beside Yasna, etiquette forgotten for the moment. Yasna looked up at her with disapproving eyes, eyes that could make Shinri feel shame even when she did something right. Though at the Queen's table, Lady Colin sat alone, several seats separating her from any of the Queen's normal attendants. "Shinri," Yasna said flatly, "I expected you to arrive on time for this event. Be thankful that my brother pays little attention to women. If you had been a shard bearer, he would likely have reprimanded you." Shinri flushed. "My lady," she trailed off, looking at Nelshenden. The handsome soldier's face was dark. She couldn't ever remember seeing such anger in the honest man's eyes. Menacing, dangerous anger. "Who?" Shinri demanded. Nelshenden nodded toward the king's table and the man sitting at Elokar's right hand. "The merchant lord, Meridas."
"Him?"
Shinri sputtered.
"His majesty made that pig a portion," Nelshenden said with a dark tone, "and gave him a shard blade.
Enough, Nelshenden," Yasna snapped. "That man is to be my husband."
Nelshenden fell silent.
"But my lady," Shinri said.
"Meridas."
Thinking about him made her feel as if her mind had been dipped in grease. She glanced toward the king's table and found the man's calm, yet somehow scandalous, eyes watching her, stripping her to the bones. Or maybe just to the flesh that coated them. Shinri turned away.
"Meridas will be an important lord in my brother's kingdom," Yasna explained. "He will need a woman acquainted with politics. Through being his wife, I can be of great service to my brother. It is a far better union than I had feared. Perhaps I was wrong in assuming the queen would exile me to an unimportant city."
There was something in her tone. Another person wouldn't have been able to recognize it, but Shinri had spent years learning beneath Yasna's tutelage. She could see hints of the emotion Yasna hid. Pain, hurt, carefully tucked away, unacknowledged, suppressed, but still potent. No, Yasna did not want to marry this man. Not at all. Shinri lay a hand on Yasna's, and Yasna looked into her eyes. Right then, finally, Shinri understood. Yasna wasn't heartless. The woman couldn't make her emotions go away. She was just very, very good at hiding them. Suddenly, Shinri felt closer to Yasna than she ever had in the past 3 years.
"That man is not honorable," Nelshenden whispered.
"There is nothing you can do, Nelshenden," Yasna said, her eyes becoming cold again, emotions checked with a skill that Shinri could only envy.
"There is something I can do," Nelshenden said. "I could challenge him, a high duel."
Shinri started slightly. A high duel. Duel to the death. He would do it, too. Now Shenden was so cursed honorable and idealistic that he would get himself slaughtered to protect Yasna's honor. No, Yasna said. You will not die dueling that man, Nelshenden.
I could win his shard blade, the guard replied. I could be worthy of you.
He left off the last part, but Shinri could read his eyes. You would die, Yasna said. Lord Meridas has a shard blade, and you saw him fight young Arador. The new Parshan has great skill in dueling. He would slaughter you.
I would almost prefer that, Nelshenden whispered.
This is no time for vendettas, Yasna informed sharply. Or have you forgotten that the king's life is in danger? Mention of duty brought Nelshenden slightly out of his darkened state.
I remember, my lady.
Has Kemnar returned yet? Yasna asked. Nelshenden shook his head.
I have not seen him since last night, when he visited the palace in beggar's clothing. Even then, his reports were not encouraging. If the Stormkin assassins have people inside of the city, then we have not been able to discover them.
What would you have me do, Yasna? Shinri asked, feeling ashamed. She had let her fixation with Tethryn take her away from where she was needed. For once, perhaps the only time in her recent life, Yasna had suffered a shock she could barely handle, and Shinri had been off tracking down a dead man. Perhaps not dead, a piece of her whispered. But irrelevant at the moment, anyway, she argued back. Her duty was to Yasna. There is much to do, Yasna said. I'll need you to visit the tables of the other women and listen for anything suspicious. There are ladies here from across all of Alethkar. Perhaps one of them will give us the clue we need. I cannot leave the Queen's table. We'll have to rely on you for information tonight.
I understand, my lady, Shinri said.
Here, Yasna said, handing Shinri a letter. Deliver this first. The other ladies were already exchanging secrets and proposing alliances, but Yasna appeared to have only this one letter. The betrothal announcement had shocked her indeed.
Who is it for? Shinri asked.
Lord Arador Colin, Yasna explained. Shinri frowned. A man? Tell him to have someone he trusts read it to him, Yasna said. Someone he trusts very much.
Yes, my lady, Shinri said, rising to weave her way through the tables to the edge of the room.
The men cheered as a shard bearer was defeated, their mirth somewhat distracting. Sometimes she envied them and the freedom their innocence brought. Most were simple tribute lords or shard bearers. They didn't have to worry about plots and betrayals. They could come to a feast simply to enjoy the duels and eat a good meal. Shinri glanced at the king's table as she passed, and Meridas paused in his conversation just long enough to give her another of his filthy stares.
Oh, Yasna, she thought as she scuttled past. I know you're strong, but this?
And yet, Yasna would survive. She was demanding of those around her, but nowhere near as demanding as she was with herself. She would take her betrothal and use it to her best advantage. A woman couldn't simply take up a shard blade and duel away her problems. She had to be clever, patient, and persistent.
The Prala War was but a breeze to the high storm that is coming.
Dangerous times approach. King Amalyn's words returned to her. He had been so apprehensive. What did he know? What was he planning for?
Stop it, Shinri told herself. You're back serving Yasna now. You let yourself get distracted by Tethryn and Thelena and weren't here when you were needed. You need to focus, like Lady Yasna told you to.
Unfortunately, she couldn't banish her worries so easily. The contrived fiasco of Tethryn's death was far too suspicious, and King Amalyn's words were far too ominous. Yasna had trained Shinri too well. She couldn't help considering the things she had discovered. "I'll discuss them with Yasna this evening," Shinri decided. "She'll know how to interpret what has happened." She would be annoyed at Shinri for keeping the investigation of Tethryn's death secret, but that couldn't be helped any longer. Events were growing too large for Shinri to manage alone. Decision made, Shinri sought out Dalinar's heir. Arador sat with his brother and the solemn young shard-bearer Meryn Colin. They had a very good table, of course. Lord Arador was one of the most popular young men of the court, and sat watching the duels in the southern ring. Arador had his shard blade summoned, as did Meryn, and they were obviously comparing the blades. Shinri bowed slightly as she approached. "Lord Arador," she said, drawing his attention. All three young men looked up. Shinri froze. There, sitting on the table, was Tethryn's shard blade. She knew it, of course. Hopelight, it was called, a majestic blade that bore a crystalline pattern etched into its metal. The pattern was dull now, like a statue that had been weathered by countless winds. And in its place, an unfamiliar design was beginning to emerge, something akin to flowing rivulets of water. Yet, despite the wearing, despite the new bond, the hint of Tethryn's touch was unmistakable. The glyphs that had run along the blade were still visible, and Shinri had known that blade as she had known the man himself. She couldn't move. She could only stare at the table. "Lady Shinri," Arador said with a grin, obviously not noticing her incapacitation. "Doesn't our Lord Meryn look handsome this evening? Almost like the grand hero the court has made him out to be, eh?" Arador looked at his young companion, smiling and winking. "Where?" Shinri whispered. "Where did you get that shard blade?"
"Oh, surely you've heard the story, Shinri," Arador said dramatically. "Lord Meryn saved the king's life, you know. An unknown shard-bearer tried to kill his majesty on the battlefield. Ignored protocol, even. But Lord Meryn intervened, jumped up and pulled the faceless man right off his horse. It's quite a story. You should have Meryn tell it to you sometime."
"You just told it to her, Arador," Meryn said, blushing.
Shinri ignored them both. "Unknown shard-bearer. Tried to kill his majesty." She knew of the event, of course. She had been with Yasna near the battlefield when it happened. She had paid little attention to it, however, despite gossip about the strange faceless shard-bearer that had tried to kill King Elokar. An unknown man, without glyph to identify him.
"The sinking of the ship was to cover something else," Amalyn had said. "Something about the way Tethryn died, though I can't figure out what."
House Rhaenar had tried to assassinate King Elokar on the battlefield. It was inconceivable. And yet, her proof was unmistakable. The shard blade lay on the table, Tethryn's touch upon it seeming to fade by the moment. Though her mind was stunned, Shinri's body knew what it had been sent to do. She dropped the letter to the table.
"Have someone you trust read it to you, Lord Arador," she heard herself mumble.
Then she turned, walking from the room and its jovial occupants, with their masculine cheering and feminine manipulations. She walked out into the hallway, seeking a bit of quiet to think. Why would the Rhaenar try to kill Elokar? Why would they do it on the battlefield? And the most confusing question of all, how would they have persuaded Tethryn to take part in such a dishonorable act? The man she had known would never have broken protocol. And yet, how well had she really known him? She had still been mostly a child then. Even if her impression had been truthful,
They had seen each other little during the last year. Men changed. Shinri sighed, letting her fingers trail along the cool stone wall as she walked, the sounds of feasting growing dim behind her. The truth was, she knew very little. She was not Yasna, able to anticipate logical discoveries with an inhuman sense of inference. Tethryn's shard blade had been right before Shinri on several occasions, carried by the young Lord Merrin, and she had never even noticed it. She might never have noticed it, had Merrin not taken off the practice sheath to display the blade to his friends. Shinri paused her wanderings, leaning back against the stone wall with her eyes closed. Even knowing of his death, even having been separated from him for so long, seeing Tethryn's blade was a shock. It was the first tangible evidence that he was gone, a piece of her life cut away. While she couldn't really mourn a love lost, she could at least feel depressed at what might have been.
I need to get back to Yasna, Shinri thought. She needs to know about this. It no longer affects just me. They tried to kill Elokar. Perhaps House Rhaenar is allied with Jezenrosh.
Lady Shinri Davar? A voice asked.
Shinri jumped, opening her eyes. A man stood in the hallway before her. Dressed in the clothing of a merchant courtier, he had pale skin and large shin eyes. She opened her mouth to reply, then paused, realizing that she recognized his foreign features. She had seen him before, in the Vaden City Oathgate chamber. When he moved, his body displayed the same fluid control she had sensed in him on that day weeks before. Before she could so much as speak, he had his hand wrapped around her neck, something sharp pressed against her back.
I apologize, child, he whispered to her, in lightly accented Vaden. But you must come with me.